Heart and Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Beautiful end of January day, 2019. I live in the San Joaquin Valley of Northern California. Actually, that's a contradiction because it's Central California, but it's referred to as Northern California. So for those of you who are experiencing winter, we're experiencing a beautiful, beautiful day here in Northern California. Have a great call for you, or great Facebook Live for you. Now, for the first 20 years of my career, I hosted a 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Pacific, More Heart Than Talent mindset call. So I'm still in the process of unwinding call Facebook Live. So if you are on the live today, hi, Lauren. Hi, Kimberly Lovelace. Justin Perlino, good to see you. Marty Nguyen, Beth Henning. Beth is going to be my host in Billings, Montana. So looking for that. Gina in Boston, good to see you. So hi, Mary Brown, good to see you. Long time no see. Eric, good to see you. So as you come on, Dominique, oh, my homegirl down there in San Diego, good to see you. So Lisa Pazanza, if you're out there, hello. Lisa's a first star client. Lauren, good to see you. Lauren, you're up in Oregon now. You must come down. Breakthroughs to Success in February is going to be the event of events. The Protégé Writers Workshop will be my best event ever. I'm going to go a little longer today than the half hour because I have some great content. Kara DeSico-Sandre absolutely earned the right to speak, to be a speaker at the Protégé Writers Speakers Workshop, as does Carla Vilches. So I'm really in a process of an overhaul this year. A lot of really great situations were happening for me, Richard Colfers, and Ray Cataline, my team at Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I have great content for you today. Living in Gratitude, Success Principles to Live By. That will be the topic of today's call. Hey, Randy, good to see you. Kara, did you hear that? You're going to be a speaker at the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. So good to see Randy Schomburger there. So if I see your name, I will say hello to you as you are coming on the Facebook Live today. I will be bringing more Facebook Lives to you in this forthcoming year, specifically on the topic of letting go. Letting go has really become my signature product. For years, prospecting, closing sales, that's what I was known for. Selling, sales, marketing, and then branding. But what I am taking, my brand will be the Letting Go brand. So I'm going to be assisting people for the next multiple years in this process of letting go. I am 62 years young. I'm planning to retire by 70. I'm going to walk away from it all and ride off into the sunset. But for the next 8 years, I'm devoting my career specifically to the mechanism, to the transformation, to the healing and recovering process of letting go. I had a breakthrough last weekend myself with my coach, my healing coach, Kara DeSico-Sandre, who unequivocally, if you have not had a reading with Karen or spent any time with Karen, I highly recommend. That's Kara DeSico-Sandre or Carla Vilches. Now, they both live in New York City. Their content is, I mean, you can see, they must be experienced live because of what they do. Even a video cannot do justice to what they do. So if you can, get an appointment with them on the telephone. They do readings on the telephone. They are, in my database, they are the best of the best of quantum healers. Kara DeSico-Sandre, Carla Vilches. They are so off the charts that it has to be experienced. It cannot be explained. So I highly recommend them. And on today's live, ooh, got my juices on fire today. Looking forward to Chicago this Saturday. Next Saturday, I will be with Colleen Olitsky, Susan Dampier in Ponte Vedra, Florida. That's Jacksonville. Then I will be in my hometown, where my homies are. That would be Kansas City, Missouri. I used to live in the Country Club Plaza. I'll be dining with either one of my friends, Michael Garozzo, who owns Garozzo's, or I'll be at Eric Sweeney's barbecue joint. That would be Hayward's Barbecue. That would be Friday night, and I'll be with Kaylin Hobbs, who's also coming to the Breakthroughs to Success workshop in February as a repeat coaching client of mine. Now I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of today's live, and this is letting go in another situation, gratitude. Now, I have asked many of my clients over the years to see if you can go one day without being critical. I asked a woman today, Are you in a position that you can commit to finish this day, not 24 hours, but today? Can you finish today without being critical of self and others? And she was able to commit to that, actually felt good about her commitment. I feel that she will be able to accomplish that task. Gratitude means great, grateful. I feel grateful. I am right where I'm supposed to be, and I can receive gratitude from that. Now, the minute your brain says, oh my God, I'm so screwed. You have no idea. It's very difficult. I have a lot of debt. I have no money coming in. And when you come from that space energetically, you're affecting your health. You're dropping your vibration. You're lowering your energy. You're in anxiety, fear, and doubt. You'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings. Now here's a word that I've been assisting people to let go of for the last several years, positive. We are led to believe that we are supposed to be positive, although positive has merit. I'm not suggesting that being positive can't create results. A positive mental attitude, PMA, positive mental attitude. Hi, Jenny Owens. Hi, Roger Hughes. Lori Beth, good to see you. I'm not suggesting that being positive is not an attribute, but I am suggesting there's a difference between the suggestion is that you learn to be conscious. But conscious is understanding, it's awareness, it's knowing, and it's trusting. Now, that's a different state of energy. When you're negative, when you're in a negative vibration, when you're looking to be negative or positive, win or lose, black or white, now you're in a force counter force situation, meaning you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings, right? Doyle Borden, I see Doyle is on. So when you're in that type of situation, you'll attract your reality more frequently, this black-white win-lose type of dichotomy. So if you don't win, then you lose. If you're not white, then you're black. If you're black, then you're white. I mean, that's a very abstract way to live. You want to be able to live in the flow, prospero in the flow. That's understanding. That's awareness. That's knowing and that's trusting. Now, gratitude. I'm a grateful alcoholic. Now, I used to hear people say this in my first 12-step meetings in 1988, and I looked around and go, WTF, how can you be a grateful alcoholic? I mean, I just came off 14 years of being an addict. I am not grateful. And then I go, wait a minute. They're saying I'm grateful to be here. There's gratitude. They weren't saying that they were grateful that they were an addict. They were grateful that they were in recovery. It took me a little while to get out of this term, to wrap my head around it, make sense of it. Consciousness is not about sense. Consciousness is about awareness, which means I know. I coached an exceptional woman this morning on assisting her to understand cause and effect of why she does what she does. And she's a better understanding, which is awareness, is she knows why she does what she does. Now, the body and the brain can come together in a state called one with. And that's in that emotional state, I, self, that's me, infinite self, can separate my feelings from the events. The reason this is important that not you grasp, that you live, because as you live letting go becomes a skill. Letting go becomes an identity. Letting go becomes an energy. As you live in the energy of let go, it's not a how do I. It's letting go is I am letting go. I am skilled at letting go. I am the master of my emotions. I have the ability to separate my feelings from the events. Now, yesterday, I had a situation where I was like, I felt like I had thrown under the bus. I got in trouble. Oh, no, I'm in trouble again. Now, I had a little relapse. I relapsed back into feeling like I did something wrong. I was in trouble. In reality, I didn't do anything wrong. I was in the conflict between two people who misunderstood a situation, and situations got stated, and I was in a situation I put myself in and unwound it relatively quickly, let go, and moved on to a higher state of consciousness. But for a few minutes, I had relapsed. I had relapsed back into emotional state of rejection and abandonment. I'm being rejected. I'm being violated. I'm being persecuted. Why does this happen to me? Well, this isn't normal. This is conditional. And the more you understand how to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, you can move into an energy of gratitude. I'm grateful I understand the skills. I'm grateful to be where I am today. I'm grateful I'm in the community. I'm grateful the people I've surrounded myself. No matter where you are, you can find something, someone, some situation to be grateful of. And as you start to live in gratitude, it raises your vibration, raises your energy. I am very grateful that I had the opportunity to spend quality time with Kara DeSico Sandre last week, who really assisted me in a quantum healing exercise. And I'll bring her on one of these lives here very soon. And I know that Rick Stout, who is on the Facebook Live today, he is grateful because it wasn't that long ago that he was in an insurance situation, not in the right situation, not in the right mind frame. But now he's in Tampa, Florida, reinventing himself as a business owner, entrepreneur, and also he has a very good career. He's grateful that he's been able to move into that state. Now, the more gratitude that you live in, it separates you from apathy. So if you're in any type of apathy, that's despondency, that's depression, it's very, very low energy, the body breaks down, the immune system breaks down, the colon cannot operate properly, you'll attract parasites, fecal matter, you'll get clogged up, irritable bowel syndrome, can't urinate, prostate issues, a whole multitude of situations called dis-ease. As you begin to step out of dis and you move into ease, now you're in the flow. Now you can find gratitude. I'm going to ask you to ask yourself what you're grateful for today. And if you want to message me or however you want to convey that to me or anyone, find a reason to be grateful. Finish the day in gratitude. Go to bed in gratitude. Also, the companion of gratitude is forgiveness. As you begin to put into reality, right, Brooklyn, good to see you. And as you begin to put into reality, Dr. Thomas Oliver, who is my chiropractor, so Dr. Thomas to tell me he's grateful that I was his coach once upon a time. It's right up the street from me. I remember when he once was a chiropractor and another chiropractor, I gave him my very first CD set on CD, Principles for Prosperity, short period of time, he had his own chiropractic office. So he's letting me know he's grateful. So thank you, Gina. I'm grateful to be your coach. So gratitude, it doesn't require a lot to be grateful. If you have a dog, be grateful that that dog unconditionally loves you, that cat, that fish. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to be grateful. Just look out your window and look at the beauty that's bestowed upon you in this great country, the United States of America. Be grateful that you're in the land of the free, the home of the brave. Separate yourself from all the political issues and realize that in free enterprise, you can create on command what the free market will bear. That's gratitude. Be grateful that I can be able to point out some quantum healers for you on this call. Dr. Thomas Oliver is definitely someone that I would endorse, is a top-tier chiropractor in my backyard. I've gone to his office multitude of times. I'm grateful for him. Sally Jane Griffin, who's on the call, I'm grateful that you rehired me to be your coach. I mean, it doesn't require a lot of energy to be grateful, yet it raises your energy anytime you're in that gratitude. And gratitude is grace. And that grace, when you walk through the airport, you're grateful you're going to be able to get on that plane and rest. But the minute you go, oh, my God, I can't sleep on the plane. I've never been able to sleep on a plane. Oh, my God. The minute you move into that state of unconscious relapse, you have relapsed back into an overwhelmed state, which takes you completely out of any type of gratitude. So I see Diana. Diana, I'm grateful that you and your husband Jake are my clients. So Amy Gant, I'm grateful that I've known you for as many years as I've known you and got to get my picture taken with you and David Neuvenhoven last April in Las Vegas. It doesn't require a lot of gratitude. Mary Brown, I'm grateful that I was your business coach and your life coach just a little over a year ago. See, it doesn't, and Sherry, I'm so grateful to be you and your son's coach. I mean, gratitude is the ability to reach out and acknowledge others and self. It's that connection. It's that spiritual, emotional connection. It's that tie that binds. It's gratitude. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I thought I'd be a lot further along than I am right now. Look right down at your feet. You're right where you're supposed to be because you wouldn't be there if you hadn't aligned yourself to be there. Now, being able to change is a process. It's not difficult. It's not hard. It is new. And I see Long just joined me. So Long, good to see you. Laura Cangelosi, thank you for hiring me. So I'm grateful. Find as many ways to be grateful today as you possibly can. See if you can come up with a minimum of 25 to 50 gratitudes of what you're grateful of today. I mean, it won't take much. I mean, you'll be amazed at the list you'll start to put together Another is Emily Price Britt. Emily, I am honored to have been your coach, Carrie Anselmi. I love spending quality time with you when up in Montana. I mean, once again, it does not require much to be grateful. Diane Hughes Hunt is on today's live. I mean, I am so grateful of Diane hosting 5 events for me in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. That's F-I-V-E, 5. I've spent quality time with her and multiple great people that I've spent time with. My boy Richard Colfers just dropped by his Starbucks. That is not an ice cream cone. That is a little more whipped cream than I bargained for, but I'm grateful that Richard could slip that in there with me. It does look like an ice cream cone. That would be a Starbucks ice cream cone. No, that is not. That is whipping cream with a little bit of vanilla and a double shot of espresso, Doppio Campana. Now, I must admit, I love coffee. I don't want to edify the fact that I'm a coffee addict, but I do love coffee. I love the romance of the smell of really good coffee. It takes me back to so many years. I remember I had my first espresso in 1977, that little lemon twist. I didn't know that it was the oil that comes off the twist. I just thought it was cool. You twist the lemon, you throw it in there. No, it's the oil that comes off of it that enhances the flavor of it. So gratitude, just imagine or be able to live in that gratitude today. Now, it's also very easy to be despondent, to be disappointed. It's very easy to find the flaw, especially if you grew up with flaw finders. If you grow up in an emotionally addicted household with passive-aggressive perpetrators, violators, grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters, schoolmates, people on the playground, priests, nuns, any multitude of situation, well, those events can shape feelings and create a neurological network of neurons that wire and fire that now reside in anxiety, fear, and doubt. How do I? No, it's not a how do I, it's an I am state. I am the master of my emotions. Now, in March 2nd, I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. I'm going to ask 3 women if they will be able in attendance with me. That would be Paula Pena, that would be Carla Vilches, and Cara DeSico-Sandre. Diane Hughes-Hunt will be the host of that event, and I know that she will promote this also. We're going to take that event to the next level. That will be a quantum event, and we will duplicate what just recently happened in Tarrytown, New York. I mean, the people were actually breaking through because of not the content, but the context and then the reality of what can happen in a very short period of time when you understand why you do what you do. When you're able to have someone muscle test you, when you're able to have someone read your energy right there in front of an audience, when you're able to be objective, candid, when you're able to be honest with self, when you're receptive to the insight and the wisdom that skilled professionals who are quantum healers can assist you with, you're not only breaking down and breaking through in the same atom. So it's in that very space and time in quantum physics that you can have what is called the quantum leap. And that's how gratitude starts to take its form. I read an article on Bill Walsh today in the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, he was one of my favorite coaches. I also know that he was not well liked by his players because he was very sensitive, he was very defensive, he was very passive aggressive, and he cut and released players quickly. There's a massive article on him in today's San Francisco Chronicle. Any of you football fans or sports fans, I highly recommend you go to sanfranciscochronicle.com and read this because it breaks down. Bill Walsh focused more on losing than he did winning. And he said, he's quoted, "The victories never mattered to me. It's the losses that killed me." He died of leukemia at 67. He was a very broken health man. And he actually broke down in the 1989 Super Bowl, retired after that game, never coached another game in the National Football League. He coached 2 more years at Stanford University. But he would get so overwhelmed about the possibility of losing and what losing did to him that it broke down his immune system, broke him completely down, where at age 50 he had to retire because he was completely emotionally exhausted. Now, I would love to know the history of his past. I mean, I was just reading into it. How could someone that brilliant who actually changed the game of football with his passing philosophy, how could at 51 he be emotionally spent? Well, it'd be easy. He wasn't grateful for the wins. That's what I'd done. He was so distraught about losing that he couldn't enjoy winning. And that, unfortunately, that's what many people do. They're so consumed with failing. They're so consumed with avoiding failing. They're so consumed with their own consumption that they're overwhelmed consuming themselves, but they don't even know what they're consuming themselves. And that's what overwhelmed is. But when you're no longer, right, Kathleen Wyatt, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, then you're separating your feelings from the events. That's letting go. That's gratitude. And then you factor forgiveness. You forgive self and others. You forgive yourself for errors and judgment. You forgive yourself for the mistakes you made. You forgive yourself. Now, here's something that many people do. They have a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, and they start to hold themselves responsible for these other people's feelings. I wasn't a good enough mom. I wasn't a good enough brother. I wasn't a good enough sister. I'm not good enough. And so here we are as grown-ups operating, transmuting a set of feelings of not being good enough. So when you're in that state, number one, there's no gratitude. There's no forgiveness. You're going to be critical. You're going to find flaws, especially in self. Now, there are people who are really good people who aren't critical of others, but they're so critical of self that they attract to the reality other people to criticize them to fulfill their feelings. Now, as you begin to move into gratitude, forgiveness, as you move into consciousness, understanding, awareness, letting go, knowing, being, and being in a very relaxed body, you will attract to reality people and situations to fulfill a new set of feelings. You are virtually wiring a new brain. This is not difficult. It's not hard. It is new. It is a practice skill called letting go. Letting go is surrender. Now, the word surrender is a dichotomy because it has more than one meaning. Surrender, S-U-R-R-E-N-D-E-R, surrender. Surrender, no retreat, no surrender. That was the Bruce Springsteen song, if you remember that. I'm on Fire, that was the song from the early 80s. No retreat, no surrender. Well, what does that mean? I mean, in context, what surrendering means to us is we are surrendering our will to be right. We are moving out of the neocortex of the left brain, moving back to this side of the brain, the limbic brain. It's not the right brain. That's what it's referred to. That means that you're living much more in intuition. You're living much more in extra sensory perception. Well, you can be watching this and say, well, that's freaking great, Jeff, but what does that mean? What it means is the meaning you give events, the events you hold on to, the way you communicate with self and others will determine your outcome and your results. As you begin to change your breath cycle, now you're going to be able to spend some quality time with a woman named Paula Penna. Paula is a breath coach, music coach, but more importantly, she understands diaphragmatic breathing. You can look this up on Google, diaphragmatic breathing. I'm also going to bring Paula to the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop because I've never seen anyone break it down better than Paula when it comes to breathing. Carla Vilches, also who I'm endorsing, is also very skilled at assisting people to understand how the breath cycle, how we hold our breath up in here, how it cuts off our ability to access the quantum field, the morphogenetic energy, and especially consciousness. When you're cut off from consciousness, what you're cut off from, so when you are cut off from consciousness. Now, consciousness is the web. It's the space in the universe where all content is accessible to those who are in consciousness. So when you are consciousness, understanding, knowing, and aware, you're now able to download and access content on command. But if you're in your analytical, egoic mind, then that relegates you to, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I'm trying to make sense of it. Well, consciousness does not make sense. Consciousness is self connected to source. And when self, I, when your infinite self, then you start to eliminate all diseases because the body starts to communicate differently. The immune system operates differently. There's no irritable bowel syndrome. The prostate begins to heal itself. Other situations in the body starts to operate in a different level of an alignment. You start to reverse situations. You start to de-age self. The cancer cells that are in your body begin to change. You start to attract to your reality quality, like-minded individuals at a higher law of frequency. As you begin to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape feelings, then you are you and you are free. And in that state of consciousness, you're in awareness, understanding, and knowing. And that's the state that you are being grateful. It's you will not be grateful when you're anxiety and fear and doubt. What you'll be is worried. But when you're in consciousness, you can forgive. You won't be forgiving when you're anxiety, fear, and doubt because you're a victim. In any anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're relapsing back into familiar feelings so you can feel what you've always felt. And if you've been victimized, then your body will find ways to attract your reality to people and situations that will fulfill these feelings. And as you begin to let go, the separation of self from the events that shape them, this is what raises vibration. This is what changes who and what I attract. And this is the term when people go, they show up, I don't know how, I don't understand. Well, as you understand consciousness is not sense, consciousness is awareness. And as you understand consciously why you do what you do, then you will tend to relapse less frequently. As you understand the short breath cycle you live in, as you understand this, now you can let go and you can access your diaphragm, which is where your voice is. Your voice is not in your larynx or your voice box. That's where the sound comes from. The power comes from the diaphragmatic breathing. That's the natural breathing that comes from the abdomen, from the gut. And it's from that area, that is where we attract from. That's where you attract through your sexual chemistry, through your sex energy. You'll attract your reality, a much higher quality, like-minded individual that you can collaborate with, partner with, attract as a vendor, as a contractor, as a teammate, a soulmate, or someone that can be an employee. And when you start to access that content and start to understand why you do what you do, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Worry is the opposite of gratitude. So when you're worried, you're overwhelmed. When you're worried, when you're in anxiety. When you're in anxiety, you're in an overwhelmed body. When you're in anxiety, you are fostering and creating a body that's a receptor for dis-ease. And it's that situation that I think I'm coming down with something. I have a sore throat. So many people show up my coaching calls. They go, oh, I think I caught this from my kids. This is going around. Well, actually, that's not necessarily the facts. The facts are you're attracting to your reality dis-ease in your body to fulfill the feelings that you are now residing in. As you're no longer the host for parasites, and you're no longer the host for negativity, and you're not hosting dis-ease, and you're no longer inviting in people to invalidate you, you don't require people to justify your existence, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations that will fulfill a new set of neurons that you're wiring and firing together called consciousness. And as you start to live in a consciously aware body, you're going to start to change who and what you attract relatively quickly. So if 2019 is that year that you're committing to, that year that you've been saying that 2016 was, 2017, 2018, and now I'm here in 2019, well, if you're committed to understanding the cause that creates the effect, as you're committed to changing your energy, and you also are grateful for who you are, what you are, where you are, and you practice the art of forgiveness, now you're in a let-go body. Your body will let go easily and effortlessly. It will not host dis-ease. It will not attract perpetrators and violators, and your body will not be in a mixed message. Your body will be in alignment with consciousness. As you're in consciousness, you now are consciously aware. This is what creates synchronicity. This is explainable. This is science. It's not luck. Someone recently said to me, well, you're lucky. I go, really? Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. I'm not only am I prepared, I'm in action. Action is paramount. Action is what creates the harnessed result. Action is what creates the compounded effect. But it's action in a relaxed body that attracts your reality to people and situations that will fulfill a new set of feelings. If you are receiving, watching, downloading, or viewing this content and you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, my 20-minute coaching calls are breakthrough calls for many people. I mean, it's very common for people to cry with me, not because I make you, because I can reach within you the pain that you've suppressed and repressed. So if you are seeking some insights and wisdom, I offer free 20-minute coaching calls, and you can contact me immediately on Facebook with your phone number. I will be back with you in a very short period of time. This Saturday, I'll be in Chicago, Illinois, in a very small, intimate event. next Saturday. That will be February 9th. I'll be in Ponte Vedra, Florida, with two of my favorite friends and clients, Susan Dampier, Colleen Olitsky. Then on February 16th, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri. February 23rd will be Breakthroughs to Success. I know Beth Hitting is bringing some of her teammates there. And then March 2nd, I'll be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey with Diane Hughes Hunt. So with that, my friends, I'm going to wrap up this Facebook Live. This is the last Facebook Live of January 2019. I'll be back here the first week of February 2019. You have a great day.
More Heart Than Talent Radio.